I just wanted to ask you, now that the dust has settled and now this is kind of the first meeting since your election,
mm-hmm.
You've been working with the chairs and vice chairs, and I'm sure you're building an idea of what you want to achieve over the next year. And if you could just, in very simple terms, share that with me, just talk about it.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, it's true, the idea is to work strongly as a group, with the vice chairs, with the secretariat, with the parent organization, and especially with the members. And we have a lot of points to achieve, but of course we have to prioritize. And one thing that for us at this stage a priority thing is to build together with the members the strategic plan 2020-2025. This is a very important point because it will give us the necessary basis to develop our work in this near and middle future. I think we have as one very good base, and it was already decided to take into account seriously the strategic plan 2014-2019 as the base to construct the new one. They cover some elements which are very important for us. One of them is to strengthen participation of members. Since we have one member-driven organization as Codex is, as much as we have a better participation of the membership, we will have better results for the organization in terms of protect human health and keep fair practices in trade. To do that, it's necessary, of course, to also advocate for the organization internally and externally. It's very important to strengthen the work of the National Codex Committees, because as much as we have the National Codex Committee strong, we will have probably one better participation of the member during the committees, commission, etc. And also we will have more involved the actors of the production chain, which at the end of the day will use the standard harmonized for each country.
I had a conversation with Liberia yesterday because they announced that they had they've got this new National Codex Committee, and it came up on the news. The guy I spoke to in the secretariat of the committee talked about this classic situation of where Codex sits between agriculture, health, I think industry, and rotates. Mm-hmm. So who takes responsibility? And but they had a burning desire. They want to be involved in food hygiene and pesticide residues. They want to improve their trade prospects and so on and so forth. So my question would be, how practically can we help countries build their capacity to participate in Codex?
Well, this is a very good question. Very good question, because it's true that depending on the country, we have the coordination the presidents of the National Codex Committee in the means of health, or the means of agriculture, or the means of trade, etc. It can rotate or not. It varies a lot depending on the country. But the most important thing, in my point of view, take into account the experience I had the opportunity to have in different continents of the world, is to put everybody around the table. Well, we, for example, I had this month in Africa one fantastic experience, practical experience in Senegal, where I could, with the chair of the National Codex Committee, who belongs to one of the ministries, to have contact with the other ministries and to strengthen the work of the National Codex Committee, try to strengthen together with him, and to show for the decision makers the importance of Codex, and to make clear that although we have one representative of the country, regardless if they belong to the means of health or means of agriculture, etc., etc., we in fact have one country objective, you know, which should be treated by all governmental institutions as one country objective, and everybody has one part of the responsibility to get that objective, you know. So I think the most important thing is to try to show the importance of the codex, the importance of the codex for our daily life. Every day when we are getting breakfast, lunch, dinner, etc., codex is in, because we are eating products in accordance with the codex standards. So it's very important to show for the decision makers the importance to push their national codex committees and to support them, because as much as the country participate internally and externally, we will have a better control in terms of public health and also a better condition to keep fair practice in trade. So I think you are completely right. Sometimes we have a difference in terms of how the National Codex Committee works, but the most important thing is what is my the main objective? So clearly define the objective. The objective is to keep my population healthy and to make easier the country in terms of trade, regardless if the country is an exporter or importer country, and to show this kind of thing for the whole government, the different ministries and the private sector, and to show them that each organization, regardless if it's public or private, has responsibility to construct and to get that main objective.
Okay, thank you very much. Another issue, of course, in Codex is that we, and which distinguishes us, is the idea that our standards are built around consensus, but they're also based on the best science available. Science costs. What will you as chair, together with the vice chairs, be trying to do differently to ensure that we can mobilize resources for scientific advice in Codex?
It's a very also important question. Again, I think it takes part in my point of view of our responsibility as chair and vice chairs to be in touch with the parent organizations, the decision makers of the parent organizations, in order to show them how it's important and basic for us, the scientific base of our standards. We know that it costs. We know that it's not easy, for example, for depending of the level of development of the country, it's still more difficult, because sometimes to collect the data, to analyze data, it's not easy. But we should work with the parent organization, especially to strengthen the work of the scientific advisory bodies, in order to keep our work based on science.
Where can we get more money from?
We should talk with them, with the organizations. I think it's very important to make clear that food safety is basic for us. For example, when we are talking about food security, that we know everybody is concerned with, we cannot talk about food security without the codex work. Because when we talk about food security, usually we think in terms of amount of food to be available for people. But if this amount of food is not safe, we cannot use this food for food security. But even if we have the amount of food, we have the food safety, but we do not have at least one basis for fair practice in trade, we cannot move this food from the production area to the consumption area, where the food should be should be delivered for the people. So we should try to have more money from the organizations, and we should try to see how we can count on cooperation, for example, from some members that can cooperate in terms of the scientific financial support. We also should explore all sources of financial possibilities, of course keeping the independence of the work. We cannot lose that, because this is one very, I could say, rich element Codex has. But we should talk with foundations. We should try to talk with people in order to have more money. You touch in one very important point, which is in a practical way the financial support. If you do not have money, you cannot do the work. But we should try.
Okay, your chairmanship, your stewardship of Codex arrives at a very pivotal moment. A new strategic plan, the Sustainable Development Goals, these new challenges. There's no meeting scheduled where we'll see you chairing until the next executive committee, then the commission, and so on. Mm-hmm. Where will we see you operating and active? How do you plan to implement your role as chair? What will you be doing? Where will we see you?
Well, what I and the vice chairs we would like to do is to be as much as we can, of course, depending of the agenda, depending of other elements, to be close also to the subsidiary bodies. We think that this is one point. We think it's important to follow closer how the subsidiary bodies are working with the issues that can, for example, make a little bit more difficult one decision in terms of public health or fair practice in trade. One standard that we cannot move on, or some kind of eventual conflicts among regions or countries that we could help in this way. Of course, we will do that following the rules. We cannot do different. And also, one important thing that probably, and I hope so, that you will see I and the vice chairs working on, is to advocate for the organization. This example I gave you in Africa and also in Latin America, we also had one similar event in Buenos Aires this week. It was very productive because we could put together, for example, in Africa, we put together 37 African countries to discuss issues related to our next Codex committees, namely food hygiene, fresh fruits and vegetables, and food labeling. So it was fantastic because we can better harmonize position, and it was in an informal way. You know, it's not a formal meeting, but it pushes the work of Codex and makes stronger the organization, because we are showing that the organization has one big agenda that influences directly human health and fair practice in trade.
I will be
at the disposal of the members. Of course, we have our agendas, and the vice chairs too, to attend any event that we can promote the organization, that we can work to make the organization more known, etc.
And let me go back to the strategic plan for a moment. I mean, you've been involved in food safety for many, many years. You've been involved with WTO for many years as well. As we look for a vision which will take us up to 2025, or with the Sustainable Development Goals up to 2030, mm-hmm. What do you imagine the food safety concerns or the trade concerns will be in 2025? What should we be preparing for on the horizon?
Very good question. I think, David, that one point that we should take into account, think in terms of our future for 2025 or 2030, in terms of public health and also trade, is to try as much as we can in our subsidiary bodies and the Codex as a whole, to build standards that in fact can be practically used. I think this is a very key point, you know, because
is that what you're hearing from countries when you meet with countries? Is that what you're hearing from members? We need practical standards.
Exactly, and because in fact, to protect human health, we must have scientific basis. We have to base these standards in risk assessment, as we are doing. So that point you mentioned is key. We need financial resources to do that. So this is one priority. This is one priority to get a better situation in this middle future. This is one point. Then we can guarantee that the scientific base of these standards can give the necessary condition to guarantee public health. And also we should use this base, the scientific base, to construct the standard, the language of the standard, discussed with of course, agreed by the members, constructed by the members, in a practical way, you know. It should be built to be applied in fact to protect human health. And in terms of trade too, because we should take into account that we are talking about one organization which has 187 members and one member organization. So we have differences, but as much as we can build standards that can make easier the trade for all, better, you know. So it's difficult, it's a challenging thing, but we should keep in mind that it's necessary when we are establishing disciplines to establish the necessary discipline. What is necessary to be done, not what is beautiful to see, you know. Sometimes, for example, one requirement from one code of practice for one factory could, instead of guarantee that good practice, it can require something that it's very beautiful to see, but it's not necessary to guarantee that the product will have a, for example, a fluid processing flow, etc., etc.
So, but this is why we need members to bring to committees their priority issues, so that we develop the right standards. That's
absolutely
why they need strong natural structures, and that's why we need to raise awareness and build capacity.
Exactly. Again, you touched on one very important point. To me, the National Codex Committee is like one cell of the body, a very important cell, you know, because as much as we have a stronger National Codex Committee, we will probably have internally one easier environment to talk with the actors, one easier environment to harmonize the standard, one easier environment to implement these standards in the private sector, in the government. What I mean is, for example, if we are talking about HACCP principles, we will have the private standard implementing the HACCP principle and the government auditing the HACCP standards, following the rules, the codex rules. We will also probably have one better participation of this country in the subsidiary bodies, in the executive committee, and in the commission, trying to build a better that they can in order to use internally. In this context, I would like to highlight the importance, in my point of view, the executive committee, the work we are doing here, and the work we are trying to do in terms of to have a very robust executive committee in order to give us the main lines that we should follow and to make easier the work of the commission, and also to make easier the work of the other subsidiary bodies of the organization. So in fact, the elements are very linked each other, you know. So it's a challenge thing, but I think if we keep in mind that the objective is to make a better organization and work together with the secretariat, with the members, with the parent organizations, we can do it.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.